occasion to take his back down the road a little bit and to sing his Robert E. Lee, Elwolf Gilbert.
Down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, Little Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all while they're waiting the banjo to sink a face. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, humming and swaying, it's the courtship, the old Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. What's that shouting along?
Hitchcock.
See them shouting along. Go take your best gal, real pal. Go down on the levee. I set the levee and just join that shuffling throng. Let them hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate, waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Go down to the levee. I set the levee and play it for you. It's simply great, mate, waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Of the numerous compositions written by the next team of brilliant songwriters, I've chosen what I like, the composition, a little song called Three Little Words, Bert Chalmer and Harry Ruby.
That's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words.
Three little words.
Eight little letters that simply mean I love you.
You see, that's what happens to my flock. As a shepherd of this flock, sometimes they get rambling around and they turn ham on me like that. Now I'd like to have you meet and know one of the greatest of all American songwriters. One of the most gifted we have. He's written numerous great American songs. He's a modest, quiet, simple guy. And I've asked him tonight to play two of his compositions for you folks. I'm going to ask him first to play My Blue Heaven. And then what I think one of the great American songs ever written, called My Buddy, which he wrote. And I'd like to have you meet and know the composer, Walter Donaldson. One of the world's greatest songwriters happens to be a sweet and charming lady. To show you that the men have no monopoly in the creation of this universal language, music. A dear lady many years ago addressed herself to the task and the joy and the pleasure of writing songs. And from her gifted pen came I Love You Truly, The End of a Perfect Day, and numerous songs that have gone into the culture of this nation. And to an old-fashioned, sentimental guy like me, because she's so close to my heart and my esteem, it affords me infinite joy to have you meet and see again the composer of The End of a Perfect Day, who will play it, Cary Jacobson. Thank you.
an inquest, and at the conclusion of this song, so that I won't be butting in here again, Mrs. Bond has written a new number that will be introduced for the first time in the history of the country, called The Flying Flag, Mr. Alan Lindquist.
Be my wings in an endless
clever young girl with a great gift of melody, wrote one of the sprightliest tunes of modern times. And I'd like to have you now meet Noe N. Ronell, the composer of Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, who'll sing it and play it.
There were three pigs, little handsome piggy wigs. Of the pigs, that very big, very bad wolf, they didn't give three pigs. Number one was very gay, and he built his house in hay. Got a big chick doop, did a doop, did a doop, doop, doop. Number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with wigs. Hi, diddle, diddle, he played on his fiddle and danced with lady pigs. Number three said, nix on tricks.
Among we songwriters, some develop into be producers of plays and pictures. And the next songwriter, an old friend, a brilliant writer, he wrote numerous song hits and produced recently two of the outstanding, charming pictures that's been presented to the American scene. Babes in Arms and Babes in the Woods and Strike Up the Band. I'd like to have you meet and know the man who produced those pictures with this charming youngster, Judy Garland, who has co-starred with Mickey Rooney, Arthur Freed. And I've chosen of his numerous song hits to play for you, Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the rain.
The great American songwriter has written numerous hits. Way back years ago, he wrote Row, 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 and You Made Me Love You. As 30 years ago, he wrote You Made Me Love You. And just recently, he's written a tune that's the antithesis of it, Six Lessons from Madame Lazanga. And I know that stimulates in all the jitterbugs. So I've asked my old friend Jimmy Monaco. He's a modest, quiet little guy. He come up here and first play that great song, You Made Me Love You, and then tag on the end of it this swinging tune called Six Lessons from Madame Lazanga. To make an observation, I know nothing in the world you can hook a memory on more than a tune. To some episode of your life, and as I said before, looking back down the road, some extremely refreshing moments of your life. And I brought on here from New York an old friend and a great songwriter. And he's got a little of the old Ponce de Leon in him. He's working in New York.
And I asked him if he'd come on out here for me. So, last night, after he got through working, he hopped on a straddle liner, and here he is. I've culled out of his numerous song hits two that I thought would be particularly attractive to our friends in San Francisco. And I've asked them to sing "I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now" and one of my old-time favorites that used to stimulate my dogs before I had silver in my hair, called "Goodbye, My Lady Love." I'd like to have you meet and know, and he'll show you how to do it. Joe Howard.
Sing the next chorus with me. I wonder who's teaching her how. I wonder who's looking in her eyes. Breathing sighs. Telling lies. I wonder who's buying the wine I want.
If not the play, the picture. And recall the finale of that second act when Puck and White came on the stage and did their cakewalk to one of the biggest hits I ever wrote. Goodbye, my lady love. Goodbye, my lady love. Farewell, my turtle dove. You are the eye and darling of my heart. But someday you will come back to me and love me tenderly.
Thank you.
like to have you folks know that kid is only 72 years old. You know, if you folks think you're getting a kick out of we songwriters playing among ourselves that you're looking in on, you can imagine the thrill that I get. It's a precious privilege to be the leader and the spokesman of these talented people who contribute so much to this great nation. We brag of great material things, of great things in industry, and we show the world our power in numerous ways. But in this field of composition, where a composer sits down and with a pocket full of dreams, writes a tune that takes wings and flies around the world. And now, ladies and gentlemen, since the passing of the late Victor Herbert, I know of no more gifted composer in the American scene. His melodies are embellished with taste and simplicity. He's the most modest man I've ever known. I don't think he's made 10 appearances on a stage in his life. And it's so sweet of him to come here and play a couple of his delightful melodies. We consider him in our craft one of the truly great songwriters of all times. He's written numerous American musical comedies like Sally and Sonny and Roberta and all the great successes of Bolton and Woodhouse and Kern. And he wrote what we think is the truly great American musical comedy, The Showboat. I've asked him to come here tonight, and you're going to be privileged to see on one of the rare occasions this modest little gentleman. I've asked him first if he'll please play for you his altogether lovely Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from Roberta. His name is Jerome Kern. Thank you.
chosen of the numerous beautiful things that Jerry has written for his next number, All the Things You Are. And we're to be privileged to have this little program embellished with the presence of one of the most charming modern troubadours. And Jerry's lovely tune is going to be sung by Tony Martin.
Lights the star.